Welcome, Bush League listeners, to the 10th episode of the Bush League Sports Podcast. We hope you've enjoyed how far we've come, and we're excited about where we're going to go. You guys ready? We've got football talk of all levels. It's going to be a great episode. Let's rock and roll.
What's up, guys? Got a little late night recording session tonight. We're pushing 10 o'clock here as we record this. How was your weekend slash early week?
It was good. I didn't go out of town like you guys did. I was just kind of hanging out here. A lot of good football stuff, though. I'm excited for this episode. I'm also excited to see if the late night recording affects the episode in any way.
I think it'll be a little bit better. Mac, how was your weekend? We took a little trip to Oxford, Ole Miss. How was your trip?
It's a fun trip.
You enjoy the football game?
I did. Had a good time. Hopefully a future home for me.
Agreed.
Hashtag committed.
Hashtag future Reds.
Undecided, okay? Georgia Tech is looking at me hard, so yeah. Let's just back away here before I get any.
Just points out, I think the Grove is top tailgating spot in the country for
football. How many have you been to that you can compare that to?
South Carolina and Georgia, and the Grove beats both.
What uniforms did Ole Miss wear on Saturday? Because if they had those blue Ole Miss ones.
It was red.
They wore the baby blue helmets. I think it was red.
It was a bad class.
The baby blue is gorgeous.
It's so nice.
Yeah.
Did you see, who was it, Mac? I showed you a picture of Tulane.
Oh, yeah, Tulane.
Gorgeous.
Let me. Okay.
I got to pull this up.
Did you intentionally bring this up? They literally copied North Carolina's uniform.
I thought it was North Carolina when he showed me.
It's literally the exact same design.
The helmets are so nice, though.
That's literally North Carolina's uniforms, though.
I like North Carolina's.
I know, I do.
I like the Jordan brand, though.
Yeah, it is kind of weird.
Texas, Mean Green, what's that? North Texas had some cool ones. Do you see those?
North Texas.
North Texas is in Denton,
Texas. I'm sipping on some Culver's Ice Cold Dr. Pepper right now. It's very delicious.
We got a lot going on right now.
Very refreshing.
Mac, what'd you get to drink? I didn't hear you.
Got some ice cold Culver's Dr. Pepper.
Okay.
Get yourself some.
Yeah, before we get started, we want to thank Culver's, our official sponsor, the best butter burgers in town. If you
butter burgers and frozen custard. Fresh, never frozen. Cut locally. Midwest beef. That's Culver's.
Thanks, Culver's.
All right, you guys ready to get started? Jake, tell me about your fantasy team, week two.
I got my first win of the year. 1-1 now, sitting 500. Feeling pretty good. Team showed out a little bit. I played Pierce, and Pierce isn't very good, but I dropped a good 115. Can't argue with that. Pretty upper tier.
Thanks for passing off to me, Jake. Sutty, as you know, went off last week. It was a great mm-hmm. week for him. He felt really
just
good about himself.
Just outstanding.
He scored 182 points.
Anyways, I mean, you can really see that off-season preparation came in well. So
week two, he travels to my area as the away team, coming in all hot, coming off 180, and I just roll right over him, 2-0, baby.
So that's a little overstatement right there.
Considering it came down to a Monday, no, a Sunday night.
Sunday night, Zachers.
Your tight end on Sunday night, I wouldn't call that exactly.
Still beat.
A real nail biter.
Still beat, though. No, I mean.
Yeah.
Remember how we had the debate on who I should take it to and who is going to fall to you between McCaffrey and Kamara?
Good debate.
Well, it didn't matter because they both scored 6 points.
It was really a all-around team effort. It wasn't carried by the first rounders, but good week.
Yeah. Lamar had 30 again for me, which was nice. He's officially my starting quarterback now. Aaron Rodgers, you suck.
Rodgers.
What about, how are you looking this upcoming week for week three, Mac?
I'm not happy because I have Leonard Fournette, and he's playing the Thursday night game. And as you all know, I hate Thursday night games. I know they're always terrible. No fantasy comes good out of Thursday night games.
Who is it? It's Jags, Texans?
Jags, Titans.
That's just like classic Thursday night game.
So bad. And I know Leonard's going to get like 4. So
it's going to be a solid like 16-13 type game.
Yeah.
I thought it was interesting how for this upcoming week's projections, I'm playing Lucas. We are both projected 109.1 points as of right now.
Oh, congrats, guys.
So, I see a close game in our future.
Someone was like that last. I think it was Tyler and whoever. Tyler and Wyatt had the same projections last week, too.
Cool.
Speaking of Wyatt, I've got Wyatt this week. So, Wyatt, if you listen to our fantasy draft review, we ripped on Wyatt the entire time, and it turns out he is now the number one team in our league right now. So I still don't think he's good, but he's 2-0. So I'm hoping to come back and
I'm 1-1.
Pull off the upset and take number one out this week.
As long as you can, really, through 3 weeks, if you can just avoid being 0-3, you're okay, in my opinion.
Yeah, I mean, me and the boys had a good week of practice. They're looking good. We should be firing on all cylinders come Sunday.
Firing on all cylinders come Sunday.
So I did go 0-3 last year, mm-hmm. and I came back to lose in the championship. So.
No, it's obviously not your season's over. I just mean in terms of a confidence standpoint.
Yeah, that is a time where you're just like, I want everyone gone. They're not doing it, and you'll bring in some stupid trade, or maybe it does work out.
You lost in the championship last year?
We're not talking about this right now.
That's cool. Sounds fun.
Please don't say it.
All right, I won the championship. The championship, you mean I won the ninth place championship.
Yeah. Not last.
Yeah. We all won.
Uh-huh.
Not last.
Speaking of one, Cam Newton wears number one. You guys think he's going to battle back with the Panthers? You guys like that one?
That was awesome.
Well, I was waiting for that. I was waiting for that.
Moving.
Been waiting for a week to use that one. Cam sucked.
Yeah, Cam's arm is dead. He can't do anything.
McCaffrey
has to carry. He's 0-8 in the last 8 games. Like, going back into the regular season last year, he's 0-8 up to this point.
But you see, McCaffrey's the only running back since, like, I think it's like 2 or 3 years ago to play 100% of the snaps.
Like, that's awesome. That's why I drafted him.
But he's also going to retire at age 28.
Fantasy. I mean, while he's playing, he's a fantasy cheat code. He's on the field every play.
Except this past week.
Oh, dropped a fat six on you.
Okay, I saw a lot of memes, and it'd be like Cam Newton throwing a slant route, a 6-yard slant, and it'd just be someone like throwing the ball like 100 yards. Like, it'd be funny, just like chucking it.
Mm-hmm.
He looked really bad. It was to McCaffrey's detriment. It was frustrating to watch, but it's whatever.
Yeah. I mean,
he's still the swag champ of the NFL, though.
Winston is still not good at all.
Winston is not good, and you were convinced he was.
I was never convinced he was.
Yes, you were. Come on.
I thought he had a good
match. I offered you Dak Prescott, and you didn't take him. You would rather have Jameis Winston. I hope you feel good about that. I feel good about that.
There was other players involved that turned me off a little bit.
They rubbed you the wrong way?
A little bit.
A little bit?
So, one team I think we need to talk about is the 49ers.
It's a bad transition right there.
Mm-hmm.
Gotta work on that set.
I just did mention that Winston played the 49ers week one. You could have used that, but it's fine.
It's whatever set.
So do you think they're the real deal set?
Do I think they're the real deal?
Yes, that's the question.
I'm actually not going to talk now because you guys just seem like you don't want me here.
So your transition game sucks.
Yeah.
I'm going to let you guys take this.
Let us handle that squirt. Mac, do you think the 49ers are the real deal?
No.
I agree.
I don't think Jimmy G's it. Their run game's not the best. I like their wide receivers, though. I just don't think the defense is there. I haven't seen their schedule. Have they been playing good teams?
They played the Bucks and the Bengals, so no.
Okay, so
that was a good thing off the top of my head. I just not thought of that. Nice.
Fact check. Can someone fact check
that?
Yeah,
so give me a fact check.
I'll fact check it.
I trust you. I don't need to fact check.
Yeah.
I don't.
My brain's a fact check.
Yeah.
So speaking of using his brain, Aaron Rodgers has had to use his brain.
Now he's just forcing it.
To his new head coach.
You got it.
The Packers and fact check is correct. Played in an NFC North battle.
Before we move on, Mac, can you say it louder?
The fact check was right.
Guys,
you guys missed my awesome transition.
It wasn't good.
I liked it.
The Vikings and the Packers. What do you think of that game?
Just a true NFC North battle up there in Lambeau. It doesn't get much better than that.
Exactly.
Kirk Cousins is horrible.
Yeah,
he is on the hot
he's
seat.
He's not very
right
good.
Now.
Dalvin Cook looks
Dalvin
very
Cook
good
nice.
Through two games,
Dalvin
though.
Dalvin Cook is good.
Very good.
News flash. He's good.
Also, Aaron started to show a little bit of his back to his old self after that rough game down in Soldier Field. So, see if he can start turning around. Plus, Aaron Jones looks very good as well.
Mm.
And speaking of good, one team you always associate with good is the Patriots.
This year might be their best team yet.
They're loaded.
Their defense is, their secondary is so
loaded,
good.
Loaded.
Also, the Dolphins just suck.
Damn, that's a terrible transition. I was waiting
no,
for something.
It just it has to be very flat, and just the Dolphins suck. They're not good. They just traded Minka, too.
Oh, who's the dude who... Oh, Patriots are getting Ramsey.
No, they're not.
Yes, they are.
Not to bear.
No, the Giants are the favorites right now.
Yeah, I don't think the Giants.
We haven't even talked about AD, have we? Or did we?
We don't need to.
No, we, yeah.
Well, I'm saying, like, has that been in between these last episodes?
Yes, it was, and I don't want to talk about it. I think it's stupid, and, yeah.
We're actually, even though that's actually big sports news and it's something we need to cover.
We're anti-AB podcast.
Yeah, oh, wow, thunder. We're an anti-AB podcast. Mm-hmm. I agree with that statement 100%, so we're just going to pretend that that didn't happen.
But if you look at our new format for the gram, we have a new quote system we're starting to use. You can see Seth's thoughts on AB there. You can
CTE.
That's facts. What I have to say. But you can start to see a lot more good, some controversial stuff coming out there.
Yeah, we're going to take like the hottest quotes from our shows and kind of put them out there. So
speaking of hot, Josh Allen is on fire right now.
That was awesome. All right, we gotta stop like rewarding the transitions and just kind of let them happen. So I'm sorry.
They're so good that you need to reward them.
That was a good one.
Are the Bills contenders because they got the D?
I mean,
they got
a great Josh D. Allen may be the next Cam Newton.
That D is unbelievable.
That no one can get past that D.
It's a nice looking D.
It penetrates pretty good. But can they get their support on offense too? I mean, it's a two way street right there. I mean, D can't do everything, and
Josh Allen has looked. I mean, on the receiving end, John Brown looks good.
Oh my god!
Carrying the ball.
I mean, the D just creates no holes to go through.
But Frank Gore,
their run stoppage is about, I think, fact check, 1.3 yards per carry.
I mean, the Bulls are looking so. I said the Bulls. I'm sorry. I started laughing. The Bills are looking so good that every other team in the division might need to just pull out of the race, honestly.
And then carrying the balls on the offensive side, you've got Singletary and Gore. They're looking nice. Handle them well.
It's got to be hard.
Sorry.
Moving on. Will the Steelers be able to turn it around?
You know, when we wrote this, it was not confirmed that Roethlisberger was out for the year. When I wrote the script, when I wrote it, I said yes, but now I think no.
By the way, a couple episodes ago when we went over fantasy sleepers, I did mention James Washington, number 13 on the Pittsburgh Steelers from Oklahoma State. I did say Big Ben will get hurt, and I did say Mason Rudolph will take over, and their connection will be fantastic. You can quote me on that. I am a prophet.
That's so oddly specific.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know if you said it.
Dude, I drafted him for a reason, and okay. I tried picking Mason up, but Nick took him, so quote me on that. I'm a genius.
We'll fact check you later, and we'll give you a quote shout on the gram.
Go ahead.
Yeah, we'll quote.
Go ahead with your best self.
Okay.
Show me my money.
Thinking about money. Speaking of money, Dak has really proven that he needs the money from Jerry baby. Jones up there. Mac, you can go ahead and
pay the man.
Yeah.
Pay the man.
Their offense just continues to roll.
It's just wreaking havoc. Havoc.
I mean, will they win the NFC East?
Clearly.
Yeah.
I'm a Redskins fan, but I am saying the Cowboys will win it because I stand behind my fantasy QB.
Redskins.
Quote him on that. Instagram, quote him on that.
We got you. Redskins suck. Giants suck.
Eagles?
Eagles.
Mediocre. Possibly good?
No. Cowboys, they're looking nice with it.
They're looking nice with it.
Amari's good. Amari's fit in nicely. Zeke is good. That's a good team.
Speaking of high level
NFL analysis right there.
Speaking of good teams, the Ravens and Lamar.
The Ravens, I think they're legit. I know they haven't played anyone, but they look so nice. Lamar's
good. They do look very good.
It's not just who they're playing. Like, they're obviously not playing good teams, but it's how they're doing it. Like, they're still looking
just
really
absolutely good. Destroying them.
Yeah.
Obliterating. Smashing.
Annihilating.
Obsiscillating.
I don't think that's a word.
Obliterating is what I was going for.
I already said that.
Oh, sorry.
Whatever.
Speaking of whatever, that's what I think when I look at Gardner Minshew. That's a guy who just goes, whatever. He looks like he doesn't have a care in the world.
And he doesn't. He just goes out and plays. But his whole persona is awesome. And that important drive to end the game was very nice.
No, it was good. He looks like Rico from what's the movie? Come on. Come on, I know you know the movie.
I don't know. Once you tell me the movie, I'll remember,
it's,
probably.
Dude, it's a Vote for Pedro movie.
Oh, I don't know what it's called.
What's the movie?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, that. Can you say it a little louder?
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Nice shot back.
He looks like that guy.
Speaking of Gardner Minshew, he did throw the game-winning touchdown to DJ Chalk, DJ initials for Daniel Jones, the starter of the Giants. How do you guys think about that?
You guys can't see right now, but I'm reaching to the ceiling because that was a reach.
I don't know.
I kind of liked it. It was kind of cool.
That was a reach.
You,
that was
cool. You can't get worse
done?
Than Eli.
Is Eli done?
He said he wasn't, but...
Is he done?
They officially announced him as Daniel Jones' starter.
Is he done?
I think they might trade him to the Saints.
Yeah, I think a trade.
Is he done as a player?
Oh, he done.
I'm not sure.
Like, will he play again? Will he start another game?
I think, yes, he will.
You think
Speaking
so?
Of done, Ben Roethlisberger, done
Slow
for the season.
Down. We're not done on Eli.
No, we are done on Eli.
A little quick on
Roethlisberger, done for the season.
I'm so anxious to get to the transitions that you just skip over the meat. You're the guy who eats the wings and then leaves... Half the meat on him.
Oh, boy, I'm stuffed. I literally saw a meme on that today. Like, there's a picture of it, and it said, boy, I'm stuffed. It was like a 12-pack of them.
Yeah, that's you, Jake. Don't leave the meat on the bones. Nice.
Talking about
Jake,
meat.
That's disgusting.
Once again, we haven't even talked about Big Ben, and you're already talking about me.
You're the one who brought up wings, so.
Talk about bones and wings. Drew Brees broke a bone in his thumb.
It's actually a ligament and didn't break anything.
Really?
So ligament could go along more.
What's up with all these quarterbacks getting hurt?
I don't know. I mean, Sam Darnold kissing too many dudes. Got
Andrew
mono.
Luck said, I'm a head out.
Yeah. Roethlisberger, Tommy John. I don't know if he was playing baseball, but he's done. Breeze got a little thingy issue, so he's done for 8 weeks.
Cold world we live in.
It is kind of sad when I was just thinking about it. Like, when you see all these good players who are starting to end, like, you think about Roethlisberger, it's kind of the first player that, like, first batch of players who, like, we've kind of grown up watching, and now they're retiring. It's kind of makes you feel old.
Patty Mahomes is leading the charge of the new generation.
But, like, in 20 years...
That dude's insane.
He's so good.
He's insane. Some of the throws he makes and just, like... Off balance, just sidearm slings, no looks.
And they just continue to just roll over teams.
I mean, it is unbelievable. He's so freaking good.
I got a good transition, but I don't know if it's time.
See, again, sorry guys.
Eat the meat first, bud.
Yeah, eat the meat on your wings, man.
It's a good transition.
It doesn't matter how good the sauce is if you don't eat the meat on the wings.
Ooh.
Quote me on
that. Facts.
Instagram, quote me on that.
Fact check,
it
fact check.
It doesn't matter how good the sauce is if you don't
check.
Eat the meat on your wings. Somebody
Wait.
Make that their Instagram bio.
I'm good. I'll pass.
I'll make that my senior quote this year.
Oh, those are due soon.
Yeah.
If you guys
want to... We need senior quote suggestions. Or YouTube.
I can give you some.
You want to read them off real quick?
Sure.
Let's read some off.
Okay. My number one choice right now is just putting like asterisks, just the Matthew McConaughey beating chess, and then put Wolf of Wall Street. It's an iconic scene, one of my favorite scenes. It's great.
Okay.
Jake?
4 out of 10.
Do you want to go or do you want me to go one more?
I can go.
All right, I got another one. A couple Step Brothers quotes. I got, why are you so sweaty? I was watching Cops. I have, look, Dad, what's done is done. Are you going to invest or not? And then just a casual quote from an unknown, just a way to live by. You'll always lose money chasing women, but you'll never lose women chasing money. Just a...
Oh, I like that one.
Just a little...
Book it on that one.
Mm-hmm.
That's how I live
my
life.
That one gets my vote. Can you say that again just so I can, like, visualize it? It's kind of a lot going on.
You'll always lose money chasing women, but you'll never lose women chasing money.
Facts.
Boss moves.
Bores. Bores. Bores.
Jake, what you got?
My name is Jordan Belfort. The year I turned 26, I made $49 billion, which really pissed me off because I was $3 million short of making $1 million a week. My quote.
You've already decided?
He's already decided.
I have not really looked into it too much, so I need to find more.
Okay. That was a letdown. Mac, I like yours the best.
Thanks, Dad.
It's really not even close.
I wish you would stub your toe on your way out of here.
Ooh, fist clencher.
Ooh, good one.
Mm-hmm. Got him there.
Speaking of fist clenchers, that's the feeling I get when I miss an upset pick by 1 point.
Yeah.
Iowa State.
On a muff punt.
On a muff punt. Iowa State versus Iowa. I took the Cyclones. Shout out Jack Krause if you're listening. I'm sorry for picking against your team, buddy. I really thought Iowa State was going to win. They were so close, but they didn't get it done.
Oh, shout out me. 1-2 now in the upset rankings.
We are all now tied for 1-2.
I picked Arizona State to beat number 18 Michigan State, and they won by 3. So, hello, man.
I picked Stanford to beat UCF, and Stanford got beat pretty bad. So, we'll be back next week. I'm ready to go. We'll go over those in a little bit. But first, let's talk more about some of the Week 3 matchups. Clemson, Syracuse, possible upset. People are talking about Clemson.
I mean, it's always a good game.
It wasn't this year.
Except for this year.
Exactly. It was like 42-6 or something. Just steamrolled right over the Orange.
41-6, fact check.
Thanks, bud.
No, I mean, Clemson, even when it seems like they don't play good, they're still so good. Really not mattering right now. I'm excited for this Georgia-Notre Dame game now. I don't know about you.
Let's go Irish, baby.
Let's go over the Bama real quick, just because, you know, let's finish up last week before we move on next week.
Okay, fine.
So, Bama.
Yeah, I mean, I agree with you, son.
Okay, we'll get there.
I mean, it's fine. If you guys don't want to pay attention to the script I write, we won't have to do it.
No, let's go. Come on. Bama. Did they play?
South Carolina. Last time they lost to an SEC East team was South Carolina in 2010. They handled
2010?
Business, too.
Yep. It was that long ago.
Wow.
Yes.
Literally almost 10 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's unbelievable now I think about
it. That's a cool fact from Jake there. Thanks, guys.
Your whole division, you haven't lost an in-division game for 9 years going on 3-10.
I mean, Southland's only played them. We played them twice in the past 10 years, and this past week and the week before. We're 500 against Bama in the decades. You can't argue with that.
That's probably the best record out of anyone against Bama in the decade. Is anyone 1-0 against Bama this decade?
What's Clemson? Clemson might be 500.
Oh, yeah. You and Clemson, elite company.
Yeah.
Both teams in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
South Carolina owns Bama.
Speaking of Clemson.
I don't know.
Too early?
Yeah.
All right.
Good.
You'll hear it next week then.
Okay. I think we already told them.
Speaking of next week, we got week 4 of college football.
Finally some good games going on.
Yeah.
It's less teams like ducking from each other and playing like who knows what university.
Well, Clemson's playing Charlotte 49ers, so that's Clemson, but.
Clemson also plays no one all year, so what's
That's
new?
True.
What's new?
So, first game, we have some good ranked matchups going from starting the Big Ten. We've got Michigan, Wisconsin.
What a Big Ten bruising game. There's going to be a lot of white, beefy offensive linemen really just pushing up against each other all game. I'm excited. There's going to be some good fullbacks in that game, probably.
Some good tight ends.
One of my grade school buddies is expected to start at tight end for Wisconsin that game. So.
Oh, Jake Butt?
His name's Jack.
Jack Butt.
Nope, not Butt.
Okay.
But
Jack Isringhauser.
No, it's Eschenbach. Jack Eschenbach. He's a.
Does he listen to our show?
I don't know.
No.
Probably not.
Okay.
Not yet. All right.
But yeah, Shea Patterson has not looked good for Michigan, so it'll be interesting to see how those two Big Ten defensive white boy teams do.
They're still winning the.
I don't know. Ohio State, Justin Fields has looked very good for Ohio State.
Who do you think is the best out of all those Georgia quarterbacks that have been there? Eason, Fromm, Fields. You think Fields?
I think Fromm has benefited a lot from the teams around him.
I like Fields. Just all around.
Eason hasn't. I can't say I've really paid attention to what Eason has done, so
well,
I can't.
Well, I picked them to go to the freaking college football playoff.
And I picked them to lose last week in my upset pick.
Yeah,
so.
We have different opinions on Washington. Mm-hmm. It's okay.
Well, I wouldn't say they're going to the college football playoff anymore.
I mean, well, I wouldn't say that anymore.
So, hold it in, all right?
Yeah.
Come on.
Get him next time, bud. You'll be there. Yeah, sorry.
That was your tongue.
Guys, calm down. Speaking of Auburn A&M, Mac.
Stop making noises.
What are your thoughts on Bo Nix versus the Aggies?
It is at A&M. So that's going to play a crucial role in the game, but I'm not too high on this Auburn game, but it's not going to be an upset. So I think it's going to be a close game, but Auburn will take it home.
Give me Texas
A&M on
this one.
I think they're looking to rebound after a tough game against Clemson.
Yeah.
So I'll take them too.
Yeah, I'm going to take Texas A&M. They're favored by 3.5 points. They're at home. This is this is kind of an easy pick for me. I don't think Auburn wins this game.
Bo Nix has not been as impressive as people have been giving him credit for. So,
Ohio State plays Miami. I don't know if you saw this quote from the Miami coach.
Lay it on us.
You didn't see this?
I don't think so.
In the press conference, when he was asked about the upcoming game versus Ohio State, he was like, just like talking about the difference between the two teams, and he said, he's like, it's like both these teams are lined up at recess, and Ohio State gets the first 85 picks.
Wait, who?
The Miami coach.
That's really funny.
It's really disrespectful.
Yeah.
The coach was like, it's like we're playing at recess, but Ohio State gets the first 85 picks.
For Miami against Ohio State?
Yeah, it's like, do you get it?
Yeah, I got it.
Did it go over your head?
I just wasn't paying attention, going to be honest.
Okay.
Because I look up cool fact myself. If you watch the Florida-Kentucky game, you saw Felipe Franks go down with a nasty ankle injury.
And Florida's finally good again.
Kyle Trask is officially starting. His last start – do you want to guess when his last start in as a quarterback was in football?
7th grade.
He didn't play high school.
He didn't play varsity in high school. His last start was a freshman for the JV team. Just fun fact.
I was close.
And somehow now he's starting at an SEC school. I don't know how that works, but
– what a journey. Salute.
Yeah.
By the way, set back to your recess thing, it's like me when I was team captain, I'd pick all the cute girls so I could catch the ball and save them at recess and dodgeball.
Freak.
It's a freak. Them protecting women? All right, yeah. You beat me down.
Yeah.
Come on, Jay. Come on. You're better than that.
In a super exciting Division III matchup this weekend, Tennessee plays Florida. What do you guys think about that?
That's not exciting at all.
You missed the joke.
Let's not Notre Dame Georgia, because I don't want to talk about Florida Tennessee
right now. Yeah, I'd also rather.
I want to save that for later, if you know it.
Gosh,
ooh, they got the juju. All right,
we gotta, freak.
All right, you gotta chill with that word.
I'm free in your head right now. Like speaking of being in someone's head,
let's say no. Let's say
we'll
that
save it for our light.
Matthew Cleveland
Fox. Name Georgia.
Go Irish, baby.
So are you taking the Irish in this, Mac?
Who else would?
Well, it's a crazy spread. It's like 13.5 Georgia. Yeah, 14. It's up to 14.5.
Or less. Like, you got to take that.
Yeah, I'm taking Notre Dame with the spread. I think Georgia's going to win the game, though.
I agree. I'm with you.
Another thing, the most expensive ticket for college football this year, lowest ticket right now is $333.
I know.
And that's a nosebleed.
That's straight up nosebleed. Yeah. I looked at that today, too. There's a lot of debate, too, between the Georgia fans on whether they go blackout or redout or what. But
that sounds like a really tough debate there.
Just go whiteout.
I mean, I don't care.
Whiteouts are always the best. Penn State whiteouts are sick.
They are. Penn State. Sandusky kind of ruined my, like, picture of Penn State, though. I'm not going to lie. Like, I've never thought of Penn State the same since then.
See, Saquon brought it right back to me.
It's inappropriate. Jake?
I wasn't paying attention, to be honest.
You made an inappropriate Sandusky joke.
Come on, man.
It was funny.
Be nice to the kids.
Are you upset about Sut? Are you upset about that? Because if you're
upset.
I'm upset.
I'm upset.
We should plug that song in right when we do this.
That's do it now, though.
Yeah, but
you want me to just do it on phone?
Like if you put it in. Yeah, sure. Just it'll be better next week when we have an actual recording, but
of the week.
Let's go.
That's awesome.
I like that.
All right, Max, since you made such a good comment there, you can go first, bud. Go ahead.
Just going to moisten the throat.
Upset of the week. Come on, man.
Upset of the week.
Wait, what segment are we doing?
We're doing a... You know,
I think it's...
Of the week.
There it is.
Okay, let's go.
My upset of the week is unranked Tennessee Volunteer.
Just
1-2.
Who have they lost to?
Georgia State.
Georgia State.
Chattanooga last week. Big win for the Volunteers.
They're going to bounce back because Georgia is terrible. Not Georgia. Florida is terrible. Maybe Kyle Trask is okay, but I got Vols in this one.
So
about to go 2-2, baby.
Are you delusional?
Yeah.
At all?
Just
do I have CTE too? Because you accuse everyone of that.
I accuse Antonio Brown of having CTE. And with picking Tennessee over the Florida, you're showing signs of CTE as well.
Yeah.
Like you have a problem. You have a big problem.
Speaking of losing to BYU, I'll lead us off to our second upset pick of the week. Okay. I am taking BYU over Washington.
What is
Washington? I mean, I just going into good old Provo, Utah. I'm taking the Mormon.
Dial it down the Zaxby's.
Get a little
I need to gain weight.
Husky.
Better break that chair.
Is Oklahoma State at Texas? Oklahoma State's 3-0. Texas is a 6-point favorite. Give me the Cowboys, though. I'm going to take the Cowboys. Yeah, I'm going to take Oklahoma State. Thanks, guys.
Cool pick.
Woo-hoo!
Yeah, can't wait to move to 2-2 in the upset rankings after Texas falls at home.
Yeah. We should put a little wager on that.
No.
Yeah, some punishment for the loser.
I'm good, because I make bizarre picks that always end up right, so
that's
I'm
your
good.
Fault. All right. Moving on to bizarre, we have our lightweight of the week. Mac, do you want to lead us off?
I don't have one.
Do you have one?
Jake's going to start, and then I'm going to get one.
All right.
I'll think of one.
My lightweight of the week. Former guest, who is still okay. I mean, we still like him as a... I don't really like him as a person. Recently given a 5th star on his ranking, we have Matthew Cleveland as the lightweight of the week.
Go ahead and explain.
So, if you didn't know, me and Mac, we play on a rec league team. We're pretty good. We're 0-2. Should have been 1-2, but Mr. Matthew Cleveland, big 4-star guy, decided he had to come in and play in a rec league.
At Wills Park, with the worst team of all time. I was lucky to be in attendance for this game.
Mm-hmm.
We
were up.
Team Bush League was up like 20 at halftime.
We were sitting pretty 20 at the half, feeling real good. And then Matthew came in and dropped 33 on us in the second half, and we lost. So he's my lightweight of the week because he probably ruined our playoff chances. So
congrats, Matthew. You can get buckets against.
Yeah.
Out of shape.
How much of a lightweight do you have to be?
Not skilled seniors at Wills Park.
How much of a lightweight do you have to be to like have to get head to?
Getting him mad. He threw down a couple dunks. Yeah. Looked pretty cool, but wasn't cool.
The week.
Yeah, so he had 30 in the second half and led his team to a comeback win. But he had to work for it. Let's just go ahead and make that clear.
Yeah, I mean, I locked him down on defense.
Yeah, we went boxing.
Straight to the
one,
point.
Probably fouled him 5 to 10 times.
I mean, it got to the point where he was just shooting deep threes because he was scared to come in the paint.
I don't think he hit a 3, did he?
No, he went 0-for-4 and airballed one.
He kept driving, and I obviously can't block him, so I peanut punched him. And every time the ball was there, I just swung as hard as I can. I hit it once and knocked it out, but other times I was just hitting straight forearm, and I felt bad. So
it's okay.
Sorry for the bruises, Matthew,
but
you deserve it.
Yeah.
If he wants to come in your paint, he's
this is our house.
Yeah.
Defend the paint.
We run Wills Park.
Exactly.
0-3, but we run it.
Let's go run it back at pace.
My lightweight of the week is 6'9". He snitched on someone again.
Oh,
and snitches get stitches.
Okay.
So he's my lightweight.
Nice.
That's it. That's all I have.
Cool.
Snitches get stitches. You can quote me on that too if you want.
I'm time. Probably not going to do that because I don't
snitches.
Think you're the first one to ever say that.
I don't have a lightweight. I'm pretty content with life right now.
You are a lightweight for not having a lightweight.
Yeah. Boom.
Boom. Roasted.
Got him. Get pwned.
Ba-boom. Ba-doom-ch.
Since you don't have a lightweight, you want to start off over-under, big boy?
Sure.
Over-under topic, Jake, what is it?
TV shows.
I like this one.
I do too.
Yeah?
It's really last minute.
Over-under is kind of tough to find one, but I think I got a decent one. Really proud of my underrated one, though.
I like my underrated, too.
Matt,
can we start with overrated? TV show is Fuller House.
Okay.
Okay.
The original Full House was gritty. I didn't understand it because I was so young, but I loved it. And then they tried to remake.
Just blind love for Full House.
Yeah. Anyways, they tried to, like, you know, remake it with everyone older. And I don't know. It's just hard to remake
a classic.
Like, they're trying to reboot The Office. Like,
yeah.
if you're not going to have Steve Carell in it, it's
the
not
Office.
The Office
will never be the same.
Exactly. So I'm saying that about Fuller House. Like, it just wasn't the same.
And then having such a stupid name, just adding an ER.
Exactly.
Like, come on. Where's the creativity?
Let's add an ER.
Like a cool, like, Full House Part 2 would be cool or something like that, but no.
Fuller House?
Like, or, like,
corny.
An empty house, and, like, everyone's gone. And it's just not even a show at all.
House on the Market.
Ooh.
Sold House.
What about Half Full House?
Vacant House.
One of the twins is gone.
Full Apartment. Just change it up. Complete spin. Empty Mansion. Beach House. Beach Condo. Full Condo.
You should just say you're over.
He did.
Fuller no, House. He should.
Oh, you want my over?
Yeah. He dragged that one to him.
My overrated is what? Friends.
Oh, I like that dang pick. It. That was mine.
I like that pick.
I got to find another one.
Friends sucks.
Stall time for me.
I don't know what else to say. People like Friends. Friends is a sucky show. It's not that funny.
Can I pick the same as you?
No, you damn can't. It. That's just right. Simply against the rules. Friends sucks. Hot take.
Okay.
What does Friends do? It sucks. Go ahead.
Nice. So Friends was my pick. It's what I wanted. But I'm going to go instead The Big Bang Theory. I've never actually watched it, but it always comes on when I'm watching CBS football or The Bachelorette or Bachelor, and it just looks like a terrible show, but it gets a lot of rave. So
my grandma loves that show.
Like, well, your grandma likes it. A bad show.
Maybe you're just not cultured.
Yeah.
Maybe you're not cultured.
We both don't like it, but I just at least know why.
Okay. American. Great Netflix show.
Season 2 comes out soon, right?
It does. I'm excited. It was a great, great, great show.
I mean, too much hype. People know about it.
Yeah, but not too much hype, so that's my pick.
Your feet are kicking, dude.
Yeah, and it's a fantastic show. It's like a mix of QB1, Friday Night Lights, and all into one.
Bachelorette.
Sure, yeah.
fantastic show. My underrated is a classic that doesn't get the respect it deserves.
Oh, I love that TV show.
Prison Break.
Never seen it.
Also, I've not seen it.
That's such a mistake. Somebody out there is going to see the Instagram post and be like, wow, that was a good pick. Prison Break. So, can I tell like a quick summary?
Of course.
Go ahead.
So, this guy, his brother gets arrested.
Wow, that's cool.
Okay, can I please tell it?
I'm genuinely curious. So
his
like...
brother gets arrested for a crime that he didn't do. Like, he got framed for it. And so, this guy, like... he intentionally gets himself put into jail so he can get his brother out of jail. So, like, he studies up for a year. He gets a map of the whole jail tattooed on his back, like, disguised in and, like, breaks his brother out, and it's epic. Season 1 is on.
Anyways, I'll go for my underrated. Is Black Mirror.
Okay.
Have you guys seen it?
I've seen one episode.
I want to watch it. I highly recommend it. It's like a future show. There's no like main character or like your mind that makes you think and it like just twists everything. It's pretty scientific, pretty awesome.
Yeah.
What are some good adjectives? Majestic.
Okay. It's like a mind.
Voluptuous.
It's like playing Twister with your mind.
Wow.
Yeah.
We should play Twister sometime.
We shouldn't play Twister.
What if we play Twister with our guests?
No.
I want to get curled up with some dude from Clemson. Jose, I'll play Twister with you.
Gross, dude. Okay. Stop. Stop.
Jose, let's play
Stop.
I'm not playing Twister with Matthew, though, because we have beef.
Yeah. Matthew's not. Lengthy, I don't know if Matthew could come back on the pod. He'd be really good at Twister.
Yeah.
Sorry. I don't
know. Hold on. Let's not.
Do we have any...
That's a good thought. Who's the best Twister player in the world?
Oh.
Who do you think is the best Twister player?
Michael Phelps.
Yeah, really flexible.
Or Gabby Douglas.
Mm. Too small. Doesn't have the wingspan yet.
Allie Raymond.
You get like a Shaq. Shaq could probably reach across
it. Right now, just roughly, so we can post on Instagram, but I kind of want to do it now. Let's come up with a power ranking of
best Twister players.
What we think would be the top 5 Twister players in the world.
Okay. I mean, length is your key.
Need to be able to hold it in that position. That's true. Shaq can't hold that.
Yeah.
That's true. You can't just length it. I think Michael Phelps is up there.
Yeah, swimmers are probably good at Twister.
He's got good core. He could hold it.
Plus, the way they move their arms.
I agree. Michael Phelps can be in there. What about, is Giannis too big?
Ooh.
No, I think that's a good. He's got the good good mix of length and muscle. I think something football,
like a kicker maybe.
No,
a punter.
Brady's dude. Strength though.
Dude,
Marquette King.
Yeah, do not. Punters are people too.
Are you writing these down?
I know. No. I got it all in my brain.
Okay.
Because we need to like top 5 of them.
Yeah, then write them down.
Okay, I got it. Marquette King.
Baseball's not the best flexible.
Aaron Judge maybe, big body. He gets hurt a lot, though, so he's probably couldn't do it.
Like a smaller, but, like, stronger guy.
Jose Altuve?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I mean, that kind of goes against the Bills.
Maybe
yeah.
a pitcher with a good leg kick.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Johnny Cueto, good hip mobility there.
Johnny Cueto, I like Johnny Cueto.
Okay. Marquette King.
Plus good arm, whipping the arm.
Michael Phelps, Johnny Cueto.
Johnny Cueto.
Hockey.
Or tennis.
Tennis. Tennis people would be good
at it.
Just think.
Oh. What's his name?
I know.
Serbian, Djokovic.
Yeah, Djokovic. Tall.
Lengthy.
Tall.
He is.
Djokovic.
Come on.
All right, I'm putting him in as the Joker.
Yeah.
So who's number one on this list? Dude, I feel like Giannis.
Yeah, I like Giannis too.
Giannis.
And then hypothetically, if there's only one more spot available, like if it's like right arm blue, but there's only like one blue spot you can go for, Giannis is gonna be so like Giannis can just Spider-Man his arm to that spot. You know what I mean?
And if all four limbs are taken, I know something else that can reach that far.
Come on, man.
Just completely.
His nose is not that big.
Yeah. I mean, we know we make fun of him for having a big nose, but it can't reach all the way across the twister mat.
Number two, I think I'm taking. Djokovic.
I agree.
Tennis players have great core strength.
I'm going to say this now. Cueto is four.
That's at three. King at four.
No, I like Cueto at four.
Cueto at four, King at five.
Yeah. Close.
And they go through all that upper body too, like the shoulder mobility. And
plus, he's got a nice big leg kick, like, mobility on when it's twist.
He'd be unstoppable. Yeah. Okay, so our athlete power rankings of Twister. Right now, things are always subject to change.
Mm-hmm.
If we see something pop up,
We'll keep an updated list going.
Yeah, because it's a power ranking. Yeah. Things can change. But right now, our number one Twister player in the world is Giannis Antetokounmpo.
Do you think they have a Twister National Championships?
No.
Should we go?
If they do, we'll go.
We could interview them.
Yeah. I'm looking it up right now.
Also, we should go to the Spikeball Championship.
We should compete in the Spikeball Championship.
No, we should go, because it's in Nashville.
Those are lit.
I'm down to go. When is it?
I don't know. Look it up.
Dude, I'm looking up Twister right now. They do have Twister. Oh, this is awesome. It's like a big stage with lights.
Of course they do. Twister and then Spikeball. Okay, note taken.
Oh.
Okay, so the power rankings, though. Giannis is one. Djokovic is two. Strong tennis body. Three. Phelps. Just the shoulders. The overall fitness.
Shoulder blades, yeah.
He's got good size on him, too. Four. Johnny Cueto. The mobility.
Obviously.
Five. Marquette King.
I like that list.
Good
yeah.
list. Things are always subject to change, but we got a good list now.
Those are all pretty good athletes. Speaking of athletes, do you want to get in our big three?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Let's move on from the real athletes of the world
to the more important ones.
To the fictional athletes coming onto your screen every day.
Not every day.
Most days.
If you watch the movie every day, it is every day.
I don't know how many movies you are watching, but I'm watching them every day.
Do you even think this through?
Okay.
Fictional athletes, big three.
Go ahead and get a randomizer up.
Oh, I'm on it.
What are you having for dinner tonight? Let's just randomize it. Put it in the randomizer.
No.
That's what your dad said.
I cooked pasta. Yeah. No, randomize it. Randomize it.
My dad thinks the randomizer joke is just... He just builds classic dad jokes off of it. Don't know why. I don't think he understands what it is, so I have to show him sometime.
Oh, we didn't do honorable mentions for All Around Here.
Oh, let's...
Yeah, what's honorable mention?
For an underrated, I have Dr. Pimple Popper. I love that show.
It's so great.
I love watching
him
pop.
For underrated, I also have That 70s Show.
Okay.
I also have Impractical Jokers. I think that might be rated, though, so I kind of kept that low. But
it's a great show.
I laugh so hard when I'm, like, asleep.
I wonder if anyone... I thought someone might have the guts to take Overrated The Office, but I'm glad no one
did.
Dude. You'd get
cracked. No, well, it's just...
Playing the fire right there.
Keep stalling, my thing just died again.
Hey, don't worry about it, man.
We're not stalling. Me and Mac are just having casual conversations.
Take your time, boy.
Do you want to, we already explained the big three, didn't we? Yeah.
Yeah, it's fictional athletes.
So let's set some boundaries. Are we? Have we decided that you can't do like an MJ in?
MJ in Space Jam off limits.
Okay, because he is a real athlete in a movie.
Yeah.
Not a fictional.
In a fictional movie.
Yeah.
Yeah. No.
Okay. We have a new order here.
Am I first? Because if I'm.
Let's count it down from three. Jake, Mac, Sutt.
What?
Sutt is first, Mac second, Jake third.
First ever. You still had to read it, Jake, Mac, Sutt.
Yeah, I had to.
That's what you're used to, I understand.
No, just rolls off the tongue nicely.
With the first pick in the fictional athlete's draft. Give me Air Bud.
Good pick. Like it.
Air Bud is versatile. Air Bud can play multiple sports. I personally like Air Bud, the basketball player. It's a golden retriever playing sports. Unbeatable.
Uh-huh.
Who doesn't love dogs and sports?
Fair enough. Mac?
With the second overall pick, I choose Carlos from Benchwarmers.
Nice, good pick.
Great, great hitter, power box, can play under the influence.
Five-tool player.
Great pitcher.
Five-tool player.
I am 12.
Good pick, I like it. Jake. All right, I've got two back-to-back here as we round out the first and start the second. So in no particular order, I'm going to take.
Well, you need a particular order, actually.
Happy Gilmore and Ricky Bobby.
Oh, good swing.
Happy Gilmore, nice swing. Great looking swing there on this drive. Just I don't forget the tournament. I think it's the Open or something like that. Open Championship maybe.
Whatever.
Takes home the golden jacket from Shooter McGavin.
Awesome.
All time comeback story in fictional sports.
Yeah.
And then we've got Ricky Bobby.
Can't mention fictional athletes without mentioning Happy Gilmore.
No, Ricky Bobby, GOAT race car driver, just fantastic. Suffered a season.
I'm all jacked up on Mountain Dew.
Suffered a season, career ending injury. So that hurt him a little bit, but I think he still deserves to be in this top three here.
Thank you for blessing us with this refreshing Mountain Berry Blue. Delicious Powerade.
I love you, sweet baby Jesus.
I like my Jesus to party.
Mac, what you got?
Shake and bake, baby.
I imagine my Jesus singing vocals with Lynyrd Skynyrd behind him, and I'm just in the front row. All right.
Thank God.
Oh, we drove.
Smoking hot wine.
Speaking of this, we drove by Talladega on the way to.
And my $1.23 million. Woo!
It's cool. Cool. Do you call. Is that a stadium? What do you call that stadium?
Arena.
Cool track.
Yes.
Cool
track. NASCAR, most irrelevant professional sport, in my opinion.
Sometimes, like.
WNBA is more relevant in culture.
No.
Yes, it is.
No.
No. Because.
Oh, that is a hot take I'm posting.
Yeah. Hold on. No. I'm not. You're just going to misquote me.
Exactly.
Making fun of the WNBA is more common than NASCAR.
That's not what you said, though.
Yeah.
But that's what I mean.
You said it's more
But we didn't understand that, so we'll see what the followers have to say.
That's just straight manipulation.
You're going down, boy.
Sucks.
No, come on.
Bad take. That's what you get.
That wasn't a take.
Hey. It most definitely was a take, and it was
it's a
bad take.
It's a learning experience.
Yeah.
Think before you talk next time, right?
I'm just going to delete it from the account if you ever post it. Jake. I didn't save it.
I will change the password on you.
Yeah, Jake, let's change the password.
Mac, what do you want to change it to?
I'm right here. Okay, Mac, what's your...
My second pick is White Goodman.
Dang
from Benchwarmers. Or not Bench, from Dodgeball.
Okay.
Good pick.
Nice.
That's my pick.
Thanks, guys.
Can
we... Is there a way to put, like, pictures of each athlete with them? Or is that too hard?
That's too hard on the
too
big
hard.
Three.
Yeah, big three. It's a small thing.
Stop crumpling.
To close out my picks.
Two of them.
Yep. So that, to end the second round, I'm going to take Calvin Cambridge.
Yeah, stop crinkling. That's annoying.
Okay, sorry. I'm going to take Calvin Cambridge.
Okay.
Just a bucket for the Knights.
Yep.
Just a solid pick. Okay.
Is it an annoying?
Yeah, it's
annoying.
Yes. I'm sorry. And then my favorite pick, I saved it because I didn't think anyone was going to take it. Lightning McQueen. Piston cup.
You have a weird obsession with cars. I think this is like the second time you've brought it up.
That's true.
I mean, Cars is an icon. Oh, I put it as an underrated movie. That's what it was.
Okay.
Lightning McQueen is an all-time fictional athlete.
Good pick.
How many times a year do you watch Cars?
Honestly, I don't really watch movies that much, so it's just...
I'm not a big movie guy either.
The remnants of the movies from my childhood just stay with me.
My movie watching stays strictly sports and comedy movies.
Mac, what do you have?
I hope you stubbed your toe twice on the way out.
I tried to cover every sport with this one, so obviously I knocked out baseball with Carlos and then dodgeball with White Goodman. So moving over to football, one of the best running backs to ever play the game from Friday Night Lights, Tim Riggins. Dealt with a little issues, but great player, good runner. Great athlete. You guys probably wouldn't get it if you don't watch Friday Night Lights, but I recommend you do watch it.
I've seen it. I think it's a good pick. Okay, so I stayed with some more off-brand type sports between golf and NASCAR. So I'm going to move back into the power 4-3 of sports. I'm going to go baseball. From the Sandlot, Benny the Jet Rodriguez.
Oh, that's a good one.
Thank you. Thank you.
Good one to close it out.
It is.
I wish I would have said Rudy.
Yeah.
Notre Dame Bay. All right, can we do honorable mentions? Because I had a ton.
I don't.
That was an honorable mention for me. It was Rudy.
Good job.
Another one. I almost thought about playing the villain and going Shooter McGavin.
Ooh.
Okay. And just, like.
He is definitely more consistent than my pick of Happy Gilmore, but more just the comeback story. It warms your heart.
I got
I also had Jackie Moon.
Ooh. Oh, that's a good one.
I have Joe Kingman from The Game Plan, The Rock.
I also had, sticking on baseball with Major League, Wild Thing, Ricky Vaughn.
I had Ty Webb from Caddyshack.
Shuttlesworth from He Got Game.
Oh, iconic. That's a good one. Ray-Ray.
Ray-Ray McCloud.
You could do Forrest Gump.
From Bama.
Yeah. Or you could go Rocky. I don't know if we count Rocky. Probably not.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Count Rocky. Okay. That's all I got. That was a good topic. I like that.
It was. Good big three.
All right, guys. Thanks for listening. I think I like this late night type deal.
I do, too.
I don't know if we should make it an every...
No.
Every, yeah, every episode type thing.
I have a vibrant energy about me this late.
I do, too.
I'm a night owl and an early morning person. Excuse me?
That's a story about it. Okay. But, yeah, that'll wrap us up, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We've got some big news dropping next week, I want to say, with some more interviews, more road trips with Bush League we've got coming out. But make sure you keep interacting with us on social media.
10 episodes in the book.
It only goes up from here.
Diaz.
Mac, Jake, would you like to add anything about our journey as a podcast?
It's been a crazy journey.
I know a lot of you guys might not listen all the way to these last couple minutes.
And if you are, we appreciate the hell out of you.
We really do. We started this just three boys with some mics, a computer, and a dream.
And it's still three mics, a computer, and a dream. But it's 10 episodes in, and we're feeling good.
And we're feeling good, baby. Well said. Let's wrap it up. Thank you. Good night, America.
Deuces.